This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear them. Well, they were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-557. God, oh, wait, write it down. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do like when I see some of the comments you make in the chat room. You make some of the comments on Facebook and other places, sending me emails to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know what? It's a way for me to know what I'm missing. I could be missing something. So, again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us, and I do appreciate the time that you spend writing me, emailing me, letting me know what's going on and how you feel about the show. You know, send me an email. Let me know maybe the guests that you want, some of the topics you want me to discuss or go over. Just got this news in. I think this is great. U.S. Judicial Council tosses out the misconduct claims against Kavanaugh. Now, the fact that they were even filed is just amazing to me. Has any of those people who filed those claims, any of the Democrats that filed those complaints, any of the people involved in Congress that filed those complaints, apologized to him for running him through the mud, for bringing liars in to bear false witness against him? I'm not even taking that from a biblical standpoint. They really did. They false witness. They have come out and said they lied. Are any of them going to jail? Are any of them being charged? No, of course not. Because if you're a Democrat, you can ruin a man's life. It's okay. Especially an upright man. I mean, think about all... Look at... I don't believe in conspiracies. You guys already know that. Either something is or it isn't. And when you think of some of the child pornography that goes through Congress, some of those people are involved in this kind of thing. And it's kept on the hush-hush. We pay out millions and millions of dollars in that slush fund for congressmen who assault or get in trouble with women or get in trouble with their people in their offices and such, and they're paid off to go away. Why don't we list their names and the amounts paid? Kavanaugh comes out clean. Two of his accusers say they lied, flat out lied. And nothing. And they couldn't wait to file complaints against them. Scores of complaints accusing U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of improperly conducting himself during the contentious Senate confirmation. Oh, my God, he got mad? So, wait a minute. Maybe Booker needs to go. Maybe the Senate out of New York I talked about earlier needs to go. If we're talking about how they acted in front of the cameras, if we're talking about how they acted to colleagues, those guys are just as guilty, are they not? Anyway, the complaints were thrown out today by 8 federal judges. The judges said that the complaints of misconduct, including accusations that Kavanaugh made false, unduly partisan, and disrespectful statements to the senators, must be dismissed because he's been confirmed to the Supreme Court. And federal law governing judicial conduct applies only to lower court judges. Here, watch. If you're watching, you'll know what I'm doing. You know, I mean, seriously. Who was it? Who was it? Said elections have consequences, something along those lines. Mr. Oblamo, great. Kavanaugh has was a federal appeals court judge when President Donald Trump appointed him in July. He was confirmed in October. In all 83 complaints, you hear me? 83 complaints were filed against Kavanaugh by lawyers, doctors, professors, and concerned citizens, among others. Yeah, right. Because I would know how to go down to a federal courthouse or wherever I needed to go to find whatever form I needed to find, to fill the form in, to sign it, do what I needed to do with it to get right. See, I don't even know what to do with it. And I'm dealing with this on a daily basis. According to Chief Judge Timothy Timkovich of the Denver-based 10th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, some complaints also related to Senate testimony Kavanaugh gave in 2004-2006 when he was nominated to become a federal appeals court judge. Right? I mean, seriously. Congress has not extended the Judicial Conduct and Disability Act to Supreme Court justices. Tim Cott wrote for a panel of judges, part of the Judicial Council on the 10th Circuit, that they piled up in the Washington Appeals Court. U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts transferred the complaints to be handled by that council. Now, think about this. These things came flying in October. Not in 2004, not in 2006. No, they came in now. In October. Before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Kavanaugh denied allegations that he sexually assaulted a California professor when the two of them were teenagers in the 80s. Right. He leveled a partisan attack against Democrat senators, calling himself the victim of calculated and orchestrated political hit fueled by anger on the left at Trump's election. Okay, why is that? Was that a problem? Gabe Roth of Fix the Court, an advocacy group that pushed for Supreme Court transparency, said the judicial misconduct law badly needs to be rewritten. But you see what this is? This is about what he said and what he believes. As he was being interviewed and accused of things he didn't do, he can't stick up for himself. He can't help. See, they're hypocrites because they'll sit there and say, in earlier interviews with him, why didn't he just simply deny it? Why didn't he push back? Why didn't he tell us we were wrong? He does that. They don't like the way he says it. They don't like the way they spin it to the left. They don't like the fact that he brought light to the fact that it was a political hit piece. You think, look at, this was a 50-48 decision. I want you to think about some of the justices that were brought forth by Obama and Billy Bob Clinton. They were all approved in the 90s. Anyway, I'm Joe Bettini, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at ACS2018.com. Attendance is free. That's ACS2018.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Stop before you get to California. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. There's so many other ways to get here, but stop at the California border. Make a U-turn and go back where you came from. You'll be safer and better off, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? Head up to the website where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Also, you can buy T-shirts and coffee mugs, all kinds of fun stuff. I think it's fun stuff. Right? I mean, you know, whatever. Fun to me. Anyway, and sign up for our email blast. We send it out once a week. You'll see it right there. Right? It says newsletter. Not really a newsletter, kind of informational. Let you know who our sponsors are, topics we're discussing. Shows you the last, I think it's the last four or five stories we've posted up on the website. All right. This one's just disgusting at every level. And I find it amazing that people on the left think this is okay. Think this is normal, or, you know, whatever one does, it's just fine. You know, in this light, it's just fine. The 11-year-old boy is dressed in drag. 11-year-old boy. I want to make sure we get this straight. He's dressed in drag. He's dancing at a gay bar. And he's getting money thrown at him. So he's learning really, really young that you can objectify, you can use your body, you can be all sensual and sexual or what have you, and you'll get paid for that. Isn't that a great lesson that somebody should be learning at 11 years old? Talk about flushing society down the toilet. On December 1st, an 11-year-old boy dressed in drag danced on stage in a sexual manner at a gay bar in Brooklyn, New York. The place is called the $3 Bill. Now, when I was a kid in the 70s, you know, it was as queer as a $3 bill. As odd as a $3 bill. There are all kinds of terms around it. I don't know why somebody chose a $3 bill, but whatever. The child, Desmond Napoles, was dressed as a Gwen Stefani lookalike. Full drag, makeup, a blonde wig, crop top included. He bounced around on stage to No Doubt, Like a Girl, and collected dollar bills from male adults viewing his dance. Daily Wire has reviewed and confirmed the performance through video and photos posted on social media, but it shows it not to link the footage. I don't blame them. Now, the footage was tagged by a YouTuber. We're not going to put it up either. I'm not going to give them any links. Only in New York, a nightclub that makes you go, whoa, reads the promotion featuring the upcoming legend from television and runway. Desmond is amazing. He performs live. Think about this. Think about what they're doing. They're promoting this 11-year-old in drag dancing for money. Isn't that great? The promotional ad notes that the $3 bill bar is a queer-owned and operated, and we foster, ready, a safe space from love. We respect all human persons as long as those human persons are also respectful to the ones around them. The writer says, I left after seeing the child dance on stage for money as a nightmare. This was on Saturday night. I've been feeling disturbed ever since. Other reviewers on Yelp noted that the club has no cell phone policy. Wow. What are they afraid of? What's the problem? The club has a weird no cell phone policy, but they said they wanted to have a good time or a good night. So we went along with it. The club put our phones in these locked sleeves, which we could run around the club with them. Right? They stamped our hands. They wrote our phone check or cost check numbers on our wrist. A permanent marker, said one person. Another said they also make you put your phone into a locked magnet pouch, so it can't be used while there. You can slip it into your pocket, but you can't get into the pouch to use the phone. Though many have been outraged at Desmond's parents because of the clearly over-sexual nature in which the child has appeared publicly, the media have been relentlessly promoting the inspirational drag kid. The inspirational drag kid? You know, I put up on my personal Facebook page. I don't do the political stuff on my personal page. And I put up, what was that thing? It was a group of people. Now, in my day, we called them handicapped. I don't even know what to call them anymore. All right? But I mean, God bless these people for overcoming the handicap, disability, whatever you want to call it that they have. Some of them were missing a leg. Some of them were missing two legs. Some of them were missing an arm. A drummer that was missing both arms. You never know it, though. I'm telling you, you never know it. Anyway, it was a swing band of all disabled people. And it was great. And then they had athletes. I'm telling you, if you close your eyes and listen to it, you'd have a different mindset. But then when you saw what they were doing and the people that were doing it, you were like, oh, my God, I have no excuses not to be able to do blank. Right? Why aren't these people up on stage? Why are we calling this kid inspirational? There is nothing inspirational about an 11-year-old getting up on stage in drag, doing sexual dances, having money thrown at them. It's not inspirational. It's disgusting. And it's wrong. Forget the moral part of this. It's wrong on so many levels. And for those of you who think it's right, really? Sexualizing an 11-year-old like this is okay? I don't want to live in your world. Your world is dark and disgusting. I don't want to be there. Left-wing site The Daily Beast gushed over Desmond and his progressive parents. God bless. If this kid was 20, 21, 25, I still wouldn't be happy with it, but it's his decision at that point. What kid, especially Tay, doesn't want all that attention? We've taught them all about attention. It's all about them. We've raised that whole me movement. Not the Me Too movement. We have raised a whole generation of me. What about me? It's all about me. Anyway, his progressive parents, they just loved it. RuPaul loves the drag kid, Desmond. You will too. In June, the Today Show promoted the over-sexualized child. Meet the 10-year-old drag kid taking over social media with an inspirational message. What's the message? You know, if you turn on some pedophiles, you too can get money thrown at you? Yes, and you can write me all kinds of nasties. Anybody who encourages and turns on this little kid to dance sexual like he is, you got to be a pedophile. There's nothing artistic about this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. U.S. immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala has died in government custody. Officials in New Mexico say the child had been treated for cold and fever. Then he was released from a hospital, but he immediately returned and then died a few hours later. The boy is the second child to die in Customs and Border Patrol custody this month. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl, whose body was returned to her home village on Christmas Eve, died from extreme dehydration after she and her father crossed the border illegally. Officials say she didn't receive treatment for 90 minutes after she showed signs of illness. President Trump has made hardline immigration policies a central plank of his presidency, drawing fire from critics who accuse him of demonizing migrants for political gain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
A couple of nitwits.
We are back. Seriously, I'm back. I don't know about the rest of you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. You know, it's in order for you to see other people's viewpoints and how they get to the decision they come up to, you need to have, see, understand where they're coming from and how they get there, how they get to those decisions. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. Get involved in the conversation. It's that simple. Let me know, you know, maybe there's a topic I haven't, I doubt it, but maybe there's a topic I haven't attacked, if you would. Haven't got to, haven't talked about. I can't imagine there's any subject that we haven't talked about on this show. I made you turn red a few. I've turned red a few times because of someone talking about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So some of you sickos. That's right. I mean, what do you think of when you hear something like this? That's right. So this is, I mean, I'm seedy, those seedy old exotic dancer clubs. Isn't that what they call them? Is that what they call themselves, right? Pole dancing clubs. And here you have a 10-year-old. Started at 10, probably earlier than that. A 10-year-old drag kid. They didn't even call him a drag queen. They called him a drag kid. All right? They featured him on the Today Show, which is why the show is garbage. I mean, seriously, what producer sits there and says, oh, wow, have you seen this 10-year-old kid doing this sexy dance? We should promote him. That's just unreal, right? Desmond was in an interview. He said, it's really amazing being in the spotlight because I get so much support. Of course you do. There's a bunch of dogs and animals that see no value in you as a little boy, only as a drag queen, if you would. He says, and I'm an inspiration to so many people, which is one of my number one goals. He is 10 years old. He doesn't even understand what that means. And you really, what is, you know, you sickos who think this is cute and wonderful and fun, why don't you go back and really look at the child stars and where they're at today and how they've been thrown to the wolves, how badly were they treated, how many of them were sexually assaulted? It's cute and wonderful and all that, and you think it's one, but really, why don't you look at what happens to them down the road? Why don't you look at what all this does to them in the early days? He said, I like all the fame in helping the LGBTQ, you know, this is one that really, I like all the fame in helping the LGBTQ community fight for our rights. So is he saying that he's a gay, a lesbian, a transgender at this point? Seriously. At 10 years old, he's got this all figured out. Right? All the fame, all the money, all the attention that he's getting. You think this is healthy? When Desmond was just 6 years old, he was featured in a music video with the drag queen and season 6 winner of the RuPaul's Drag Race. Why was he taken away from his parents then? A drag queen at 6? As a fourth grader, he was used to advance the LGBTQ agenda, giving a speech at New York City Pride. Giving a speech. He's 6! What kind of speech could he possibly have given? What could he have possibly known about sexuality of any kind? This is why I say to you, this is foo-foo stuff. This isn't even real. The story is real. Now, though Desmond told the Daily Beast, the Naples family takes no money from his drag endeavors. It appears the parents are jumping into for-profit territory. Desmond's current projects are listed on Desmond's Amazing.com. I'm sorry. DesmondIsAmazing.com. He's got a clothing line exclusively for drag kids. Isn't this wonderful? The boy's also working. You know, you have a lot of parents out there that just can't control themselves. If they can use their kids to make money, if they can exploit their own kids, they do it. The boy's also working on a magazine called The Amaziest Magazine. That's not me mispronouncing it. It's called The Amaziest Magazine. It's targeted LGBTQ youth and preparing to launch a new video series on his YouTube channel called Let's Get Amazingly Real with Desmond. I mean, think about this. Desmond is amazing. Desmond is real. Desmond is wonderful. Desmond's such an inspiration. Desmond. Nobody can take this kind of accolades, even at that early age. Well, especially at that early age. Site visitors are asked to complete a form for all bookings or inquiries. So, you know, oh, another thing. Coming soon is a new makeup line for drag kids as well. Tell me they're not exploiting this kid. I want you to tell me that. Right? And I want, and think about something here. If this kid was a girl, if this boy was a girl, they were forcing her to do pole dancing or having her do the pole dancing kind of things, the parents would be in jail. You know that's a true statement. Right? It is sick at every level. Yeah, you heard me. And I know that some people are going to go off on me. You can't tell parents what to do with their kids. You're right, I can't. But I can tell you it's disgusting. I can tell you that having a kid give a speech at an LGBTQ parade at 6 years old. There is no kid at 6 years old to give a speech on anything, pretty much. Not even what Legos go with what Legos, let alone whether what his sexual orientation is. I would love to see and talk with the parents. If anybody's got a connection, I would love to have them on the show. I know they probably wouldn't come on. We have a lot of people left that won't come on anymore. They don't like the questions. And then, you know, you want to go a little further with this. Because it never stops. This kid seems to go everywhere. Everywhere he goes. He's in overdone. You know, what was the thing that one of our kids was in? And I used to get crazy with all the makeup. What was that? Drill team. I always wanted, here the girls are, they're throwing the flags around, they're doing all this stuff, they're sweating, it's disgusting, and they pack on the makeup. They have a pound and a half every time they went out.
That's so you can see it from
the okay, I don't need to see their eyes blinking in the middle of the field. I can see the flag waving, that's good enough, right? I mean, big blue eyes, almost look like a clown, all this makeup on, and you know, she loved it, she enjoyed doing it, okay, so be it. But this 10-year-old kid, has got all that makeup on. Walking around with all that makeup on. Okay? I mean, seriously. I'd like to get two, because, you know, counseling is not an exact science. Mental counseling. I'd like to get two counselors on different sides of this issue and to talk about this. This can't be healthy for this little boy. And let's get away from the LGBTQ part of the story. The fact that he is dancing in a gay bar, doing drag, and having money thrown at him can't be healthy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the process. You know, as you can tell, I'm tongue-tied by this because I don't get it. It makes me nuts. Okay, what's the next? I gotta move on to a different story before I, like, start slamming my head against the desk, and that won't be pretty. I guarantee it. Oh, this is always an exciting one. The Air Force is now under attack. Not by the Russians, either. That's just, I find this stuff just amazing. We've done so many stories about the freedom from religion freaks on the military side. It's just amazing. So now, they're under attack for helping the Salvation Army provide Christmas to needy kids. Because it's got the word Christmas in it. Yep, the military arm of the Religious Freedom Foundation has been... we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with this when we come back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You need happy music after that one. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, back at it again. I mean, not even playing around. I got to get this. This stuff is making me nuts. Right? So we go from the 6-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old drag queen who's quite impressed with himself to now the Air Force is under attack for helping the Salvation Army get Christmas to needy kids. And again, it's always, you ever notice it's always the atheists that have to save us from ourselves? It's always the atheists that have to tell us, you know, that we can't do because. You know, we don't want you believing in that crazy God. We don't want you believing in something that doesn't exist. Well, what if you believe in something that doesn't exist, which is nothingness? Total. What was it? What did Hawking say? Hawking was under the impression that Stephen Hawking, the scientist, that when you were born, it was like booting up a computer, and when you died, it was like shutting the switch off. That was it. You amass all this data. You get all this information. You fill up your memory. Right? And then you're done. Wow. Where's the dump? Do you get to do a data dump? How does that work? The Military Religious Freedom Foundation has engaged in some pretty despicable behavior over the years, but from demanding that the baby Jesus be removed from military bases to complaining about Bibles on missing man tables. I mean, these guys even pushed to pull Bibles out of a naval motel. The recent attack on the airmen at Grand Forks Air Force Base in North Dakota is so outrageous, even the Grinch is wondering, dude, what the heck? And I know him personally. They're infuriated because the airmen were encouraged to volunteer with the Salvation Army to hand out food baskets and gifts to families in need. But the Freedom From Religion freaks, founder Mickey Weinstein, said that he was contacted by 40 military personnel who felt humiliated and oppressed by the invitation to assist. They don't have to do it. Just make it so they don't have to do it. What's your problem? There's no problem with the Salvation Army, he told the Grand Forks Herald. The problem's with the Air Force singling out and endorsing a non-federal entity. Wow, when did that happen? Weinstein did a letter to the Grand Forks Air Force Base Public Affairs Office, called the invitation a disgraceful civil rights violation. To their credit, it appears the Air Force Base has pretty much ignored Weinstein's Scrooge-like rantings. They should. If you've seen this guy, look him up on YouTube, read some of his writings. He is just a mean, hateful man. No joy. Wonder why. The problem is that during the duty day, Weinstein told a newspaper, that's when the airmen people are paying for members of the military, I'm sorry, the American people are paying for the members of the military to provide national defense and not support one particular version of the gospel of Jesus Christ through an organization like the Salvation Army. Well, you know, Mickey, how much is your organization giving to homeless? How much is your organization paying to feed people? See, the Salvation Army doesn't say to you, oh, you got to be a Christian, we can't give you this food. Oh, you got to be a Christian, we can't give you the clothes. They don't do that. They tug on religious people based on biblical principle to give, to help, to volunteer, to provide. If you guys don't want to do it, why wouldn't you want to help people in need? They're not told to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Last I checked, they weren't. They're simply there to help feed people. And what's wrong with that? Why is that so bad? First Liberty Institute jumped in to defend not only the Air Force Base, but also the airmen who volunteered for the Salvation Army's Christmas event. Such participation is not only permissible, but it is consistent with the highest standards of the Air Force mission. First Liberty Institute attorney Michael Berry wrote a letter to the Air Force Base officials. First Liberty rightly noted that MRFF's complaint is unfounded and unsupported by the law. The Constitution does not prohibit active duty service members, reservists, or the Department of Defense employees from voluntarily participating in community service, even if it includes the Salvation Army. Military regulations clearly point out that volunteer service is permitted so long as there is no Department of Defense endorsement of any non-federal entity. Excluding the Salvation Army purely because it's a religious identity and character sends the wrong message. The exhibits, the kind of anti-religious hostility against which the Constitution guards, should, I mean, look at, these guys go looking for the little pebble. They go looking for that little thing that they might be able to undermine a good program with. What's next? Toys for Tots? They won't be able to be distributed on any kind of religious ground? They won't be able to give out a parking lot to churches or any place like that anymore? Or maybe they won't be able to get them, right? Because if it's a separation of church and state that this guy's looking for, what if the church donates money to these kids? Not going to be able to do it? Military's not going to be able to pick it up on church grounds? We'll have to take it out to a neutral zone or something? really, how dark do you have to be during the Christmas holiday or what have you, where you do not want people to volunteer because you're afraid they might hear a message about Jesus. They might hear a message about Christ. Right? I mean, what if the city needed help, needed storage space or a place to put people during an earthquake and they had to pay churches to do it? They had to pay for space. You think these guys would be going nuts over the fact that, hey, we're giving money, you're giving money to a Christian entity? Yep. Oh, no, we've done stories around it. That's why I asked the question. And they do that. How sad, how cold-hearted. I mean, this guy makes Grinch look like a Boy Scout. You know, again, I bet you they don't even have a Christmas tree up in their office. I mean, God forbid we want kids to be able to celebrate Christmas. So we want kids who know nothing about Christ. All they know about is that there's no tree. There's probably no tree either in some cases. There's no gifts under a tree. Right? I mean, and the other thing is, it shows you how ignorant these guys are. Military people are paid X amount of day no matter what they do, whether they're on or off. Right? I mean, it's basically it's a salary. And they scream, why are they so, I know that you heard this a million times, somebody needs to answer this question for me, because I'm really, really, truly confused. Why are they so upset by an entity that doesn't exist? Wouldn't that denote insanity on their part, not ours? I'm just asking. And it continues on. I don't know if I did this story earlier, but I'm going to do it again anyway. About the Missouri town that unplugged the Christmas cross, right? In Ozark, Missouri, they actually had to unplug. Did I do this story?
Ozark, and no, you did not.
Ozark. What did I say?
Ozark.
Well, okay. Where do you come from?
Same place that they say that.
City leaders unplugged a giant cross that was the focal point for a drive-through Christian light display in a local park. The Freedom From Religion freaks were at it again. A Wisconsin-based gang of atheists, agnostics, and free thinkers, they filed a complaint alleging that the cross was a violation of the U.S. Constitution. They also took umbrage at the presence of a nativity scene. Nothing triggers an atheist faster than the sight of baby Jesus now, does it? While we respect the interests of those who have long enjoyed the holiday display on Findlay River Park, we must acknowledge the federal Constitution's interpretation by U.S. Supreme Court, the city said in a prepared statement. Look at the court has already ruled over and over and over and over and over again. These type of Christian or Christmas displays are fine as long as they're open to others. And they don't promote one religion over another. It is the position of the city of Ozark that leaving a religious symbol on public property, in this case a cross, will result in a lawsuit that we will not win. Nobody ever said hateful Freedom From Religious Foundation folks were the brightest bulbs. Think about it. I just find this amazing, right? Now, a few days later, after they unplugged it and did some work and checked out the story and you know, checked out what their rights were, guess what they did? Come on. They relit the cross. Wouldn't it be cool if these people would do their homework ahead of time? I think it would be great. You know, and here's a tradition that's been in town 20, 30, 40 years. I know that doesn't make it right, just because they've had it that long. But so be it. Listen, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me or us-ins. Check out the website, therealside.com. Look at God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Come back tomorrow because we're going to be here too.